I'm walking with my daughter down the side of Stephen's Green when she looks across the road. "That's Hume Street," she says. It's a tiny moment, a casual glance at an equally casual naming of a street that has entered her mental map of the city. So why does it leave such an impression on me? It's as if something happens in that naming. Something clicks in my own brain. It's almost as if the buildings sharpened in the late morning light. Or as if the street moved back a fraction from my sight and said, "Did you hear that, grey hair? It's hers now. Her step we wait for. Her eyes the houses move towards. The place is printed on her glance first. After that, we move for you as, I don't know, a shopkeeper mops his brow and turns to a less favoured customer. What is it? What did you think? Did you imagine you owned the place? That the city lay pressed to your face, lifting its veils, opening all its doors and gates for you? Well, think again. The parks are full. 1,000 autumns cross the bridge. Wherever you think you're walking is farther back, a dim retreat. But look up now and listen to her say our name." Maybe this is what getting older is all about. Ceding possession of the things you thought you owned. Letting go of things just at the point you realise you want them most intensely. Or understanding that letting go has been the whole point all along.